Arizona from using the same investigatory and prosecutorial tools that we use in every other district?
Not that I know of.
So there's no reason that this, quote, gun trafficking case could not have been handled like it is handled in all the other states.
I'm not commenting to this one. I'm not second-guessing Fast and Furious that's under investigation now.
Well, everyone else has second-guessed it. The Attorney General has said there were problems. The President has said there were problems. So I'm not asking you to say anything they haven't already said. Do you agree there were problems with Fast and Furious?
I thought you were asking a much more specific question. But what I would say is, obviously, there were problems with Fast and Furious.
What were those problems?
Well, obviously, you don't want to let guns with the kind of firepower that we now know were involved to get out of your control.
Is firepower the only reason you don't allow guns to
walk? Well, there's a number of them, but if you want to cross-examine me about...
I'm not cross-examining you, Madam Secretary. I'm asking you about Fast and Furious. I'm asking
you
when you knew about it.
What I'm explaining to you is that the case itself and the matter in which it was handled is under the jurisdiction of the Inspector General. But obviously, from a what we know perspective, yeah, there were problems, absolutely.
When you were the United States Attorney in the District of Arizona, did you ever have Title III cases?
T3s, yes.
And those applications were approved by whom?